Trying to record what should be a 5-minute announcement for like an hour now. I just keep rambling. I just wanted to let everyone know that I'm going to put Bad Witch on hiatus through the rest of the year, most likely. Definitely through the holidays, but probably through the year, and we'll pick back up in January. I started a new job, which is awesome. I'm really, really happy to be working with them. It came at the perfect time. It's an e-commerce brand that is witchy and mostly run through like social media. So it's like all of my worlds colliding. It's perfect for me. And I'm really, really excited about it, but it is taking up a significant amount of my time because I'm, you know, just trying to get into the groove of working. I'm trying to get in the groove of working with them. Not that I don't work, but you know, I'm just trying to find my rhythm with them. And because they are an e-com store or site, holidays are going to be really, really busy for us, especially like this next couple weeks going into Black Friday and whatever is happening. I don't even know, Cyber Monday, and however that's going to look this year. I mean, they're online, so I don't have to worry about them opening their stores and like letting people run in. But yeah, I'm really, really busy with that. And I kind of set myself up in a way I didn't realize when I did my spell candles, because I did money, success, and obstacle remover. What I meant was, what I always mean is, hey, can I just have a windfall of money and a lot of success out of nowhere and just move everything out of my way? And how the candles interpreted that message was, here's a lot of clients and work coming in, and I have a bunch of campaigns coming in for holiday all of a sudden when this year's been so slow. Here's a bunch of this coming in. So that's how you're going to make all your money. Like, no, I just meant like, give me money from somewhere. This is how your success is going to come in. It's like, you're going to work really, really hard and work a lot. And I was like, no, I meant the easy way. So I spelled myself into this situation. But yeah, I have more campaigns coming in. I have this new job that was supposed to be the singular thing, but they really liked me. So then they offered me this other part of it. Then I had more clients sign up. And then YouTube has kind of started to do a thing. And so I'm really, really busy with that too, because it has to work. Like, I'm really happy and I feel grateful for the other work I have with like my freelance clients and with this new job, but like YouTube has to work because Instagram is dying, and it's not even dying like a slow, graceful death. It's dying like a horrific, like fast paced, just falling apart. You know, it's getting so bad there, and I just don't think it's going to be viable. I don't think in totality it's going to be viable for much longer, like going into the next year even. But I know, like, personally for me, it's not going to be viable. So I have to get away from it. It's just, it's so toxic to me too. I could go into truly a 3-hour thing about Instagram and like how awful I think it's become, but we don't have time for that. I'm working on YouTube and I'm finally starting to like see things happen with it, which is exciting because it's I've been putting so much into it. And it has to work. It has to work. This is the option that I have because I want to keep making content and like keep the brand that I've worked on to build the past 10 years basically. And so yeah, I'm thankful that it's starting to pop off, but like the more it starts to pop off, the more I'm like, uh-oh, I have to be like really consistent and like do all this stuff for it. I am going to put the podcast on hiatus until I have the proper, or not until, but through the holidays, so I can have the proper amount of time and like, what's the word? Not time, mental capacity. Like, I can't even think of the words to put my energy into the podcast. So it's like good episodes coming out and not me just putting something up to put up, which, you know, over the course of this year has been a few episodes where I was like, oh shit, what am I going to do? I'm going to put something up. And it wasn't like my favorite or my best episodes, I feel like, but it's 2020, you know, and I just wanted to put something out there. So we had something to listen to and talk about. I will say though, I'm definitely going to pick back up with my Scary Tales Part 2 because I loved that episode so much. It was so much fun to do. I could have done like really hours and hours on that, but I was like, let me cut it here and see if they actually like this. And if they hate it, then I will do another one. But I got really good feedback, so I'll pick back up with that, and we'll do more real versions of fairy tales, even though fairy tales are already kind of horrifying in their own ways in the traditional versions we know. So yeah, we'll pick back up with that. But yeah, I just want to have the energy and the space to put out episodes I'm proud of, put out episodes that you all care about and enjoy and are a benefit to you. And I will say, like, there's been 70 episodes of this podcast, which is Cuckoo Bananas. I never, when I started Bad Witch, I truly never thought I'd do more than like 25 episodes. I was like, I just want to get this. I want to do a podcast. I want to talk about witchy stuff. I feel like called to do it. I'm just going to get out of my system. And then I got to 70 episodes and almost 2 years later, I didn't expect it to like be a thing. I know I've said that before. Like, I didn't think people would find it. I didn't think people would find like community in it. I didn't realize that it would bring all of us together. I thought I was just going to like talk into the void and my friends would listen to it and we'd have a laugh and that would be it. But it got so much bigger than what I was expecting. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so grateful for all of you. Like, you do know, I think, because you get the same sense of community. But I really am. I'm so grateful for all of you and for this. This has been so cool. But yeah, I just got to give it a little rest right now. And I have to give myself a little rest right now. I don't think that I realized how much trauma I had taken on in the past 4 years. And I don't think I realized how much trauma I had just taken on this year, like with everything going on with my dad and the virus, obviously, and like losing everything I'd like worked for, essentially traveling and like seeing how much people don't care and seeing how much that our federal government and local governments have failed us and seeing how much like people have failed each other by just continuing to do what they want. When Biden and Harris won and I watched their speeches, you know, that night in Delaware, I lost my mind. I was just like sobbing hysterically because it all just started pouring out of me. And there was so much of me that over the past like 2 years with this podcast would just try to come on and like put on a brave face, even if I was going through it, and be consistent and deliver because I felt like we all needed it. I felt like we needed just some happiness and cheerfulness and talking about witch shit that makes us feel complete and whole and like we're in the right place at the right time. But I really realized how traumatized I am from the past 4 years. And on that vein, I do want to say fuck Donald Trump forever and always. That's probably the only time I've ever said the F word on this podcast. I try to be really gentle with it because I know there's like young witches and baddies and some of y'all listen with your kids. So I'm so sorry for dropping that, but I'm not, because he is a horrible monster of a demon. I do not find him to even be human because he's so disgusting. His family's disgusting. His administration is disgusting. I am so happy and relieved they are out of office. I have really tried to not talk about politics, even though this is inherently a political podcast because our existence is political as marginalized people and as people that have been persecuted since our existence, you know, but I never wanted to be like, let's discuss candidates, let's talk about this. But from the bottom of my heart, Donald Trump is a trash, troll, delinquent monster. And I hope he gets everything coming to him legally, karmically, just the comeuppance that he deserves for being the reason that hundreds of thousands of people in this country are dead. And that's just from this virus in the past 8 months, not everything he's done in 4 years. So I want to get that out of the way. If you voted for Donald Trump, I have no grace to extend to you. I am a Black woman. I don't know why you're here if you would support someone like that, because I am obviously radically feminist and radically pro-Black and radically pro-choice, and I just don't know what you're doing here. Why are you here? I already invited everyone back in June when I was talking about Black Lives Matter and George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. I have invited everyone who is a racist, who is in that MAGA bullshit lane. I invited all of you to leave. In fact, I told you all to leave. And so, leave. I'm not sorry. But yeah, leave. I don't want you here. This is not the energy that this podcast is about. I am not going to continue to give my work and my knowledge to people that don't care about my well-being and my existence, or those are my friends and family. So yeah, I know I'm going like really mean mommy right now, but it must be said. I really feel like I could finally take a breath and say all of that, because I've been wanting to say it in probably every episode since I've started this podcast, that I hate that man. I think he's vile. I hope that I don't know what my conception of hell is anymore, as I've been like going through my spiritual journey, but I do hope that he'll be going to the hottest, worst, most pokiest layer of whatever, wherever he ends up, because he is a monster. And not like a fun monster, you know, like Bigfoot or Loch Ness, like an actual demonic monster. So just to be clear, when the podcast comes back in January, I want it to be the best vibes, the best people. I want it to be collaborative for all of us, that we're like actively working towards doing good in the world, and not just with our craft, but like with tangible resources as well. So if you are racist or homophobic or transphobic or xenophobic or classist or pro-billionaire, which don't know, or pro-life or whatever that you, for some reason, you think your beliefs get to dictate how other people live their lives and what their rights should be, don't come back in January, because you're gonna not like it. You're not going to. We're gonna get way more live up in here. It's still gonna be the same content, but we're gonna have content with a mission going forward. Which, speaking of, so this entire month I'm doing $10 readings again. So if you want to get one, come through. We're gonna be donating everything to Planned Parenthood, and also we'll be doing 25% off of merch with the code ELECTION, and that is every single thing on the merch website. If you have issues with that, I know people have problems in the past, contact me, let me know exactly what it is that you want, and I will either manually lower the price for you, or I will create your own listing, and then you can go through and buy it, and all of that is going to Planned Parenthood as well. We've already raised like over $200, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, I don't want to have this space and this platform and all of you listening to it in this whole community, and we're not like doing some actionable good every week or every other week or whatever the schedule is going to be like when I come back. So that's what we're going to be working on. That is my announcement. That is also my rant. Now that I finally feel like I can breathe and say all that, like, it's part of my trauma process is expressing how I feel, and I really needed to get that out. So thank you for listening. Anything else? So if you just want to catch up with me between now and January, I will, of course, still be in the Facebook group. Oh, shout out to admin Heidi, who did our guest episode. She started her own podcast called Pick a Hill. She is so much funnier than I am. Like, I can't even tell you. I'm not funny. I think I'm funny, so I laugh at everything I say, but like, I'm not actually that funny. I'm just ridiculous. Heidi is funny. So yeah, check out her podcast. She basically picks a hill to die on every week and like argues her point or her view on something. It's such a brilliant concept. It's such a good name. I'm so proud of her. So yeah, go subscribe to her, check her out. Let her fill your void for podcasting until I make my return. But yeah, I'll definitely be in the Facebook group. You can always get me there. You can always DM me. You can catch me on YouTube. It's Chow Mickey. I'll be putting up more content because I'm like trying to build on this momentum right now. You can catch me on Instagram because I actually have a lot of work to do there now. So I'll be posting a lot more frequently and be on stories and stuff. And so I'm not going anywhere. I'm just taking a little snooze. And I will see, hopefully, all of you back in January. Or I might do something like right before the new year, like once we get through the holidays properly and things are just kind of slowed down. But if not, I will see you in January. You will hear from me in January. Yeah, that's it. If this is your first episode of Bad Witch, sorry. Sorry, it's this announcement / me ranting about something I needed to let out for the past like 4 years. But yeah, this is your first episode. The answer for the group is the craft. So come and join us and hang out. But much love to all of you. You know, keep using, this doesn't mean everything's on pause. Keep using the Facebook group, keep coming through, keep talking to me. I just need a little breather, and I need to regroup a little bit. And we'll be back. Okay, I love all of you. I am wishing you very safe and happy holidays. I hope that you opt to stay home this year and just Zoom it up with your family so we can all make it to getting the vaccine and get out of this hell that we have been in. So yeah, please make good decisions. Let's all just rejoice in what's coming and that there's so many new things. Go check out those 70 other episodes that are already out there. Might be something that piques your interest now that you weren't really, you know, checking for before. I know that I'm having a change right now where I'm definitely still like candles and crystals are like my thing, but I'm getting really into herbal witchcraft and herbalism and plants. I don't know. I'm just feeling very called to it and like making kind of concoctions right now and potions. And that wasn't my thing for a long time. So I'm really excited that I'm kind of changing. I think we're definitely in a season of change, you know, and everything is changing and things are coming to a head, and that's exciting. So yeah, I hope that this transitional period is beautiful for you and it's lucrative and you come out even better than before. And next time I talk to you, we will have a new year and new president and a black Indian vice president in that White House, which gives me chills. I'm so happy about that. Yeah, so there's gonna be, we're gonna be coming back in a really good atmosphere. I think there's a lot of poison in the past 4 years and this year especially, and we kind of need to like suck the poison out and rest and recuperate, and that's what I'm feeling right now. So, love all of you. Blessed be. Have a happy and safe holidays. Please make good decisions. Please take care of each other. I don't want any baddies lost in the process. You know what I mean? And I will see you in January. Mwah. Goodbye.